Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
Welcome to the Undressing Room Podcast, presented by Macy's.
Ooh. What's up, Flo?
Everything is good. I just don't have no bell, okay?
You don't have no bell today?
No. Nope. So I have to make another noise or something. Ding.
Well, noise is definitely being made this week. It has been an extremely eventful week, and we are your curators to let you know what happened and how we feel about it.
Yeah.
First and foremost, Young Miami. I don't know if y'all have been on the Instagram sphere, but Young Miami went in on a messy cat fight on social media over Brother Love, Sean P. Diddy Combs, whatever he's going by these days. Also, Young Bronny, LeBron James's son, takes a white girl to prom, and everybody is up in arms about it. We're going to unpack that.
We're also going to talk about Rihanna. Her and ASAP have their baby boy, and we cannot wait to tell you all about him. And something else you got to hear. You know what it is. It's going down in my DM. And I got some pretty good ones this week. Actually, I got some pretty good ones as a whole. So y'all got to strap up and get ready, because we also have our final question to undress. This happened.
I packed bags. Like, it was the
biggest.
Yes, sis. Left the Ritz downtown. Like, it was a huge fight.
Over that? So, it's going down. So make sure you listen to hear how we undress this whole mess on the Undressing Room Podcast, brought to you by Macy's. And speaking of Macy's, Eva, you know what's coming up.
What's coming up, sis?
Memorial Day.
Hey!
You know something about us. We all love a party, and we all love to cook out. And if you're itching to spend time outdoor, like I'm going to be spending time outdoor this Memorial Day. I got my Memorial Day getaway. So, you know,
what you doing for Memorial Day?
Listen, I'm going to DR, and I'm going to do a big Fab is performing 112. It is so crazy.
And it's out, buns out.
Suns out, buns out, and it's sold out. Okay, so if you want to be outdoors this Memorial Day, Macy's has everything you need to make your get together the best on the block, because you know you got to put it on. Yes. Come on, Eva. I know you're going to be putting it on.
You already know I'm going to get it in. So Memorial Day is a time where you get the family and the friends together. You got to spruce things up. And Macy's has got you covered. They got the outdoor dinnerware with fun, translucent colors to make you vibrant during the holidays. Barbecue tools to keep your burgers coming. Plus, do not forget to pick up the Fun in the Sun essentials. So if you're going to go hang out with L'Oreal in the DR, don't forget your swimming suit.
You want your one piece.
You need your two piece. Don't forget your sunscreen.
Slide over to
Macy's before you go to this sold out event. Make sure you get everything you need. Just go over to Macy's.com. It's real easy peasy, y'all. And, you know, it's powered by DoorDash. So if you don't want to go in store like I like to do, I like to get away from my kids. So I go into the Macy's. Do like L'Oreal and holler at Macy's.com. And you can choose a delivery, same day delivery or ship delivery option. It's nice and easy.
I love it.
Go to Macy's. Now, we got to get into this cat fight, girl.
Ooh.
I thought it was me. I was on set filming a movie, and I ain't gonna lie, every break I had to check my phone. I wanted to know what Young Miami was saying. It was so petty.
Hold on, Eva. You're not about to just slide past that. A movie. You got another movie coming?
Yes, I'm in a movie right now. It's called Hello, I'm Shooting with Charlie Weber from How to Get Away with Murder.
Ooh.
He plays my love interest, and it's a nice little thriller. Little shoot 'em up, bang, bang.
Ooh,
I'm very excited about it. Thank you, love. You always supporting the kids.
Gangsta Eva.
Hey,
you know, I love when she the G. Bring the G out.
You already know. Now, I'm going to tell you who the G is, though. Who took the week, though? For real? The G of all Gs is the city girl, Krisha herself. Young Miami. Period. Now, it has been rumored that Diddy and Young Miami have been dealing with each other, but neither have confirmed these rumors, right?
Okay.
We've seen them in pictures, hanging out, but neither have said anything. Now, Diddy's rumored main boo is a young lady by the name of Gina Hayaha.
I remember her.
Well, she posted herself. If you remember, Diddy hosted the Billboard Awards a couple of weeks ago, and she posted a caption, a picture, and captioned it, "Love, love, love," which was hinting at her relationship with Diddy, who officially adopted the moniker. He changed his name for the fifth time to Sean Brother Love.
I still call him Puff.
That part. Hey, Andre Harrell called him Puff. I'm going to call him Puff.
I'm going to call him Puff. His mama called him Puff. I'm going to call him Puff.
So Gina posted a pic on her Insta story of Diddy and her kissing. He was kissing her on the cheek and added, "If anyone is seeking attention, B, it's you." Oh, my God. Well, that came after Young Miami had tweeted, "Somebody, please give this B some attention." Ooh. Oh, my God. So apparently this Gina girl put this picture up. Young Miami's like, "Girl, you thirsty. You need some attention." Well, you thought it would have stopped there? No, ma'am, a lamb. No, ma'am.
McDonald's is not new to chicken. So maybe stop questioning their chicken cred and get your hands on the McCrispy. Juicy fried chicken, buttery bun, unmatched pickle to chicken ratio. Yeah, they know what they're doing. In fact, we can honestly say they're not new to chicken. They're true to chicken. The McCrispy. Only at McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Kept going. So Young Miami then tweeted, the two took over Twitter. Let's just go ahead and say it. It was
did.
A full-on brawl. They took the gloves off, Vaseline on, earrings off.
I do think Gina hit a nerve when she said, "You supposed to be a city girl. Why are you so pressed?" I was like, whoa.
She did. She did hit a nerve. But the gag of all gags was the return from Creasia, because Young Miami said, "I am. That's why I F with yo."
Oh,
man, basically. "And I ain't coming off of it. And I don't care how many pics you post." Baby, she did an interview with Complex the day after. And this is what she had to say.
"We also saw somebody else there take an Instagram story and say that their baby daddy was hosting it."
Mm-hmm.
"When things like that happen, why do you decide to even draw attention?"
"Because bitches want attention. You know how pressure just keep poking you."
Mm-hmm.
"So it's like, what's up, bitch?
Yeah.
I see you. Relax. You ain't nothing to address. So it's like, I see you. Relax."
"Why even latch on?"
"Because bitches ain't no like bullies. Like,
yeah, don't play with me.
Like nobody, we ain't like, she ain't nobody to play with. So if she want to say something, she can say something. It's like, the bitch gonna be forgotten tomorrow. She gonna still be on Miami, you know?"
"Yeah, it's just be like, after a while, it's just like, girl, okay, relax. You just doing too much, so."
"And then when people start to make music, and you say, I need my 20%.
I need my 20%, because if that nigga couldn't get you there, you had to use my face, baby, pay me."
"Yeah."
"Period."
I just wonder how Puff feels about this whole situation.
It's
right?
The best friend for me, though. I'm sorry. I'm a gang kind of girl. It's the best friend,
that,
JT,
though.
For me.
Yeah, that is. She
next
is. She's
her
the
best
background.
Friend. Like,
yes.
Look, sis. Because at the end of the day, these women, they make fun music, but it really is about women having each other's back, being independent, and knowing your own personal worth. So at the end of the day, I love the fact that they ride for each other. If they fight, they fighting with each other, and they do it together. Now, the question is, how do you feel about the whole little debacle to begin with? Like, do you think that Young Miami was wrong for coming out her mouth? Or do you think it was par for course? Miss Gina asked for it and she gave sis exactly what she wanted. Like, what do you think about the situation?
I do feel like Gina asked for it, but I do feel like Gina got what she was looking for. And that was for people to acknowledge her and to even know she was in the mix, because we do know that Diddy has a hefty mix. He's always had a hefty mix.
Not hefty.
Yeah, it's a hefty mix. It's a lot of women. And, you know, even though they be like, "Oh, no, we were just friends," but then they get caught kissing like Joy or whatever he got going on with 50s, Bay Mom, and then whatever he got going on with Creasia, and then who even knew Gina was still around all this time, because she's been quiet.
Well, the she problem- just found out she was still around.
No, so she's been, so the way that Puff is, he's very sneaky, and he's very meticulous, I'll say, because he's able to, he knows where to go, where he won't be bothered, or whatever the case is. Now, Creasia, Young Miami, she stands out. Everybody's talking about the city girls right now. And that's why, even why they seen Joy in him.
Period.
Is because It's because, yeah, it's because they're notable. They're like, people notice them. But I do say this about Diddy. If anything we've ever seen about this man, he does not like a public display of anything. He doesn't like a public mess. Cassie's situation was quietly done. Even though she had the baby, he never said anything about it. Even with Kim, that's the most he's really spoke on anybody that he's been with. I think he's super private, and I don't think he's going to like this.
Well, think about it, though. Like, the only woman I know him to have dated as a fan and as a friend, being like the face of Ciroc for years, I've been around the circle nice and tight. The only famed woman that we really know him to have dated,
it's
because
J-Lo.
Cassie's rise was with him, right? Mm-hmm. I remember when Cassie met him.
Yeah.
So it was J-Lo. Krecia is actually a different kind of sis than we are used to Diddy dating. Not that she's young, not that she's fly, but sis got her own bag and she got a huge mouthpiece. Now that's different for Puff, bro. Like, it's different.
She's quiet to me. I actually think she's quiet. I actually think Diddy simmers her down, and that's why her speaking right now is low-key out of her new character. The old character, yeah, but he's leveling Young Miami up. I'm talking about since he's been with her, or since they've been rumored to be together, Young Miami looks like a better person. Like, and I mean by appearance wise, I don't mean,
but I think she's just growing into her thing. Like, if you look at old pictures of B and look at B now in comparison, like,
you could tell. I'm sorry,
I'm not giving that to Puff. I'm gonna give it to Puff and I'm gonna tell you why
because JT and Krecia, JT and Young Miami were pretty much like neck and neck. Even when JT got out of jail, it was like they made sure that her and Young Miami both had their change. They both had this, they both had that. When Puff came into the situation and Little Uzi came into the situation, you see the influence on them. You see how they started dressing different or whatever. And you see Young Miami's body. Let's not forget, Cassie left Puff for the personal trainer he put her with. You could see Young Miami got the personal trainer popping. Her body is just,
they both
took it to a different level.
I just saw JT with you. Sis had a black cat suit on and mommy gave me everything.
But I'm talking about Young Miami is naked and you can see her, the cuts in her arm. That's a different trainer. You get what I'm saying? Like, I see, yeah, JT slim, but like, it's just
she's slim, thick too.
She's giving money. Like when you look at Young Miami now, you could tell her man got money. It don't matter what she got, her man got money.
You know what it's giving me, sis? It's giving me Young Miami got money when she's sitting on the floor seat with her Birkin bag. But I'm saying it ain't Puff. She's sitting on the floor seat at the Heat game with her kids.
Puff is a billionaire. Krecia got a couple million. Like, that's a big difference. Like,
she,
if Puff woke
herself
up with Krecia money, Puff would be in the bottom of the ocean hanging itself. Like, be clear, and no disrespect, because she's doing good for herself.
She's
but
doing
a billionaire,
amazing.
You don't understand what I'm trying to say.
Oh,
there's
no,
a difference between Michael Jordan's skin and it's just it. Look, Magic Johnson ain't got AIDS no more.
You stupid.
It's a
Listen,
money.
I happen to be friends with billionaires. And all I'm saying at the end of the day,
they breathe
is that
different.
Sis don't need not a piece of his billions, because she got all that she need to take care
Girl,
of her and hers.
She talk about the fact that she want his money and she spends
she
his
She wants
money
to make more money of her own, though. The difference is Young Miami was on the Billboard Awards, on the stage.
Oh, I'm
and
not comparing
Miss
her to Gina.
Gina is in the back trying
not,
to get
Gina
some attention.
Gina not even a factor in the conversation.
Oh, not a
All
non-factor.
I'm saying, she's not. All I'm saying is Young Miami knows why she's with Diddy, and she just got to be mindful, even though she is the more opinionated of the ones that she
might be playing Diddy.
Listen,
she
got to be mindful that he gets rid of them when they get too unruly. Ask Gina, because when she came out talking to Tasha K, talking about Puff mushed her in front of Meek Mill, Gina wasn't around no longer.
Guess where she at now? She's back.
And she was quiet, and she about to be gone too. Watch.
Get the gold standard for healthy hair. Gold Series products penetrate each hair strand to provide deep moisture to strengthen your hair from within. Created by Black scientists, Gold Series works better because it's made better.
I want want to know what's going on with young Bronny, because I'm getting a little agitated and I have to hear your take on it first before I even speak on it.
Lord, I don't even want to give my take on it because you might not want to hear my take. All right. Well, celebrity kids, they're constantly being judged by adults. And this is, you know, especially somebody as big as LeBron James and Savannah's son, Bronny. Now, he's got his own starlight going on as he is dominating the high school basketball side of things, headed into college. So he went to the prom. And actually, this is his junior year at Sierra Canyon. So he actually has one more year after this. So get ready for another prom with Bronny and the Barbie, because Bronny has been subject to reports in a blog. Now, in December, Bronny trended after some blogs claimed that Bronny had been in Larsa Pippen's DMs, which we know she like him young, child. Now, that rumor started.
So they're not going to have that.
She not gonna have that, and she almost wasn't having this neither. So the rumor started after he liked a picture on Larsa's IG. Now, over the weekend, Savannah posted pictures of Bronny getting ready for the prom with the caption, "So, Bronny went to the prom this past weekend. Tons of emotion and realization. Time really flies. So proud of you, young man. I will always have your front and your back." Zori is processing all of this too. Who is my favorite? I say it all the time. Zori is my favorite. Zori is my favorite celebrity kid. I love her. She's the cutest little button ever. Well, when scrolling through the pics, people realize that Bronny's date was a white woman. Right now,
who cares?
Listen, a white girl, I should say. Now, many adults were going in about his choice to date a white teenager, and Savannah posted on her stories. I will say, Zori did look like she was giving shade because she was looking on over at them, like, I don't know what he doing with this white girl, but why she touching my brother? But I guess that's how her face looked.
Who that man?
Who is this woman? Well, with everything going on in the world right now, is what Savannah said. This is the ish y'all are talking about. At the end of the day, y'all are talking about a minor. I don't care what type of celebrity y'all think he is, but he is a child. Not only a child, but her child. Okay.
Hey.
Now, there was a football player who, I'll get to him in a second. He chimed in and said, "Leave these kids alone. People clowning Bronny for his prom date are just miserable. Let them enjoy their lives." Now, this man, of course, is married to a white woman, this football player.
Who's quite?
Quite. A white woman. Okay, so this man is first of all, him chiming in is so funny, because when you were sliding in my DMs, you was married to that white woman too, when you was trying to pay me to do your celebrity game, talking about, but you want to spend some time with me alone.
Oh my God. Who are we talking about?
His name is RG3. I don't know him. He slid in my DM on Twitter quite some years ago, but he was married to the white woman at the time, because I asked my friends, like, do y'all know who this guy is? He wants me to do.
He is a huge deal. You know, it's like a really, really big deal. RG3,
I didn't know who he was. And I watch football. I never heard of him before. So that was just my.
What?
Yeah. So he slid in my DMs, and this was a while ago on Twitter. And he definitely was trying to, I guess he does some celebrity game, and he was trying to book me to do it, but then made it clear, like, oh, I'm booking you because I'm interested in you. And I was like, no, thank you. I'm not a prostitute. Anyway, why do you think people care so much about his dating choice, including that man who need to mind his business?
I think that people have not enough business of their own to attend to. I responded to one of my fellow talk show hosts who works for actually our company, who put up a post about Bronny and said, what do you think? And we don't think. The only question I got for that young man is, how are his grades? What is his behavior? Is he a good kid? If you look at LeBron's junior year of high school, he took a white girl to school too. He took prom too. Senior year, he took Savannah, and he's been with Savannah ever since. This is a child. A child should not be subjected to this level of scrutiny. This amount of pressure is already hard, even if you're not a celebrity kid. Being a celebrity kid and an athlete, every single thing that little boy does is scrutinized. And I'm with Savannah. He is a minor. He is her minor. And y'all might want to leave that little boy alone. It's a child. And how are we going to talk about acceptance, different colors, equity across the board if one of our own children, these are kids, they just go on a prom. Sierra Canyon is a great school. You have to have stellar grades to go there. It's an Ivy League feeder. Let's deal with the fact that these kids are trying to be something. Why are you worried about what color they are, especially if they're not doing no harm?
They're also saying his school is only 7% Black and 66% white. In one breath, I do want to say really quickly, this is exactly what I was trying to explain last week when we was talking about Zaya. Because when you start to have your child more in the limelight and people have all these opinions about a child, that's where I feel like, let's pull it away. Let's not put these pictures up. Let's not. And it's messed up because you are like, well, I want to celebrate my child, but you want to celebrate your child in a space where people are not celebrating. Let's just keep it.
But it's sad though. But they the thing is that it's not a space in which shouldn't be celebrated. So
let me tell you something. Me personally, I'm not LeBron James, and I don't post my family because I don't want certain things. And I used to. Maybe let's just wait till the kids are a certain age, unless it's something like the Grammys or like you said, Blue Ivy getting a Grammy. That's on television. There's nothing
but
you can do.
That's not fair, though. It's not fair that this young man does not get to live life.
He can, but prom pictures are not for us.
Why not?
That's for them.
We go, it's a whole hashtag called prom season, where we go to look at these dresses, we go to see the spectaculars that these little creative kids have figured out.
I go to see my family. Like, I never pull up to nobody's random prom walkout and just be like, oh, let me take a picture. No,
no
I
you
do
don't,
it for family.
You find celebration. Like, being on set this week, all the kids went to prom, and all of these parents are coming in and showing pictures of their sons and their daughters.
Right, and it's not on the blogs. You get what I'm saying? It's not on the blog.
Because they're not famous. It's on Instagram, though. The only difference is that their parents are famous. All the other little kids' prom days were on there. Erica Campbell was on there. Erica Campbell and her kids.
But this is what I'm saying. You cannot get mad at people when you put a public thing out there, like when they have opinions. You can't be upset.
Yes, you can when an opinion is nasty and messy, and it shouldn't be. No, all you got to do is
say, once you make it public, that's it. You can't stop people's mouth. It doesn't matter.
It's not even for your opinion.
But it doesn't matter. But they're going to give it because it's public. And that's the whole thing. It's not for you to say. Once you put it out there,
it is for me to say.
You have only friends. You have close friends. You have close friends. You can send it to your close friends and your family, but you posted it.
If you can say something, then I can feel away.
Okay, so I can't be mad at people saying anything about my mother or anything. That's why I don't put the pictures up there. It's because I already know if people are going to say that they might say something, and therefore I'm going to have to respond.
I'm not going to not post my mama because somebody got something to say. Baby, I'll be Cresha, period. I'm posting my mama.
Yeah, but it's not even about me. It's to my mother. I don't want nobody in my mother's DM saying things that it's not even about me. I can defend myself. I can defend myself any given day, but I'm not about to let people go and knowing who my mom going in my mother's DM. No, walking up to my mother. No, I'm not okay with that because I chose this life. So that's the life that I choose. I choose to put my stuff up there, but I'm not going to post her stuff just because I feel like, well, this is my mom and I'm going to put up what
but
I
for
want.
For all we know, he posted it. And he
well, guess what? And
up.
Even if he did, it is what it is. People have an opinion and they're entitled to it. Now, my issue is, it's not that he's dating a white girl. It just always seems like, and I understand what people's issue is, but I also understand where you're coming from. Like, yes, as kids, you don't want them to see color because that's how you really get racism and you treat racism and teach racism. But at the same time, when it happens that it is a successful black man, or a successful black young boy, and they always go straight to the white girls. It's like, damn, like, what about our...
This might be the first white girl he dated.
Okay, but I'm not talking about him. I'm talking about when it's like successful athletes or successful black men, they tend to go to white women. And then when they're dealing in certain matters, like look at Jamie Foxx, just certain people, they want that sympathy, or it's like, oh, come on, I'm gonna come back to my community. I need a hug
because
she took all my money.
That one white girl, you know how many black women Foxes dated?
Tiger Woods. I'm talking about numerous black men that are successful.
So it'll be like these men that become successful have dated Black women, and then they go on and become successful, and then that's when they want to date a white woman. And then when they take all their money, they want to throw that first. Well,
that's
I should have known.
All Black
no,
men.
I didn't just say like all. I didn't say all, but it happens way. Often. And then that's when they want to say, oh, well, she took all my money. You know how these white women are. No, we don't. We don't, sir, because you decided that that's what you wanted to do. Don't try to come back here now. Oh, well, I should have listened to y'all. You know, when you get,
well, at
get
least up. He had a change of heart. I mean, which one are we going to be? We going to berate the Kevin Samuels, or are we going to give the man that figured out that he was wrong and want to come back home?
No, it's when you get on, he leave your ass for a white girl, and then he turn around and do it. And then when the white girl is holding your kids from you and getting her boyfriend to get your kids tattooed on
you
him,
you want
to
come.
I'm talking about Kanye. You want to come back to the culture and be like, look what she's doing to me. Stand up for me. Da-da-da-da-da. Nah, go ahead. Talk to the white people. Let them help you.
Well, you can't tell her she white. She thinks she the culture child.
She ain't. Okay. It happened to me with my nephew. I went to his choir performance. It's a bunch of Black kids, everything, beautiful Black girls that can sing. And then there, here comes this little white girl off beat, like, joyful, joyful. And my sister go, and says my nephew, that's his friend. I was like, of course it is. There were two white girls. And, and I'm not mad. I'm not mad at him. But when I seen it, I was like, great. Bronny Jr. over here.
Oh, God. Sorry, nephew. You got a cynical auntie over here. So sorry. You
love
might be the leader
love.
Of the United Nations. God forbid
you
don't see color.
Love is love. Now,
well,
I don't know if
you're
it's
listening to the Undressing Room podcast presented by Macy's. Check out our personal Macy's shopping page at Macy's.com/The Undressing Room. You can find purses there. You can find merces there. Whatever it is you like to strap
hey,
on
girl.
You. You can have it. All right. So I just have to do a quick announcement. I know y'all heard. Congratulations goes out to Rihanna and ASAP Rocky. They have their baby boy and were able to hide it for almost a week, y'all. So their baby is almost like a week and a half, almost 2 weeks old.
And his name is Roll. So re-rock and roll.
Oh, my God.
I just made that
it.
Up. I made
born
that up.
Born on May 13th, a Friday 13th baby.
But
my
Eva, I made that up. I just want to make that clear.
I was going to say, I haven't heard the name. But you do know a little bit of everything about everybody. So I absolutely believed it.
Okay. Sorry. Go ahead.
But the baby was born on May 13th. And my baby was born on Friday the 13th, too. A hot shout out to Rihanna.
I'm a 13th baby.
Oh, yes. So the baby was born in Los Angeles. We have not got the name yet. L'Oreal's name that she believes it might be is Roll. Rock, roll.
Re-rock and roll.
Re-rock and roll. Hey. Now, most people have assumed that he is talking about his ex when Chris Brown posted an IG story, congratulations, with prayer hands and a heart and a pregnant woman emoji. So I think we all reduced that to he is a grown man. He is saying a public congratulations to Rihanna. The two briefly got together back in like 2012 and 13.
Or is he talking to himself? Because, you know, he has these surprise babies out of nowhere, too, Chad.
He did, but I think he was talking about Riri because it happened to be on the same day. And do you think it's like awkward to publicly congratulate? Do you think Chris Brown feels a way, or is this his way of like not ending up like Drake on all the memes to be like, look, I'm happy. I'm living my own life. Sis, win over there and be happy. Like, what do you think that the message was? You think it was a true congratulations?
I definitely think he's happy for her. They have long pieced up their issues. And of course, he loves her. He would love to be with her, or did at one point in time, I will say. I don't know about now. But obviously, they crossed that. They're done with that, you know? And like I said, they did say that both of them had pieced up their issues and that they were friends. So I think maybe he doesn't have her number anymore. They don't speak. And I'll tell you one way that you could get message and word to both Rihanna and ASAP Rocky if you're Chris Brown. You can tweet, you can post, and it will get to them. Trust me, because we made sure it did.
I think that's a beautiful place. I mean, the journey of both of their careers, they definitely intersected, and some of it was beautiful and some of it not so. And for them to move on in life and to become parents and beautiful entertainers and to have such longevity in their career, I think it's really dope when you can see this level of harmony and coming back.
Yes. And
you
know Chris what I knows mean? How it feels to be a parent now. Mm-hmm. He's been one
He's
three
an
times.
Amazing dad, y'all.
Yeah, like, he's been one amazing. Three times now, you know? So it's only right that now he's probably so happy for her because he knew deep down this is something that she wanted. He knows her secrets. You know, he knows her secrets. He knows what she wants and wished for in life. So congratulations to them. And they're moving.
Yes, they're moving. That she wants to raise her baby in Barbados, where she was born and raised. She loved her childhood and how she was brought up. She wouldn't take it back for the world. Being a billionaire, being able to buy a country, let alone raise her child in any country she wants to, she decided to take that baby home. Now, many have stuff to say about it, but I in particular happen to be very excited for her. I can only imagine what it would be like to be at home with your family and your friends and your relatives that you grew up with that are able to say your mommy used to go to this elementary school or this was the lady at the church. You know what I mean?
They highly respect Rihanna in Barbados. That child is going to be well taken care of, surrounded by family. It takes a village. It's much better. People have things to say, but it's okay for Kim K to have 1,000 nannies and her mother who sold her body for porno to be around, and nobody has anything wrong with her being around North and these kids. This child is going to be raised correctly by a strong Black family that is going to instill some great morals child.
Very, very
smart.
And you know what's so dope? What I love is the unapologetic joy and love for one's people and country.
Yes.
You see a lot of people as they become, and they don't even get to as close or as big as Rihanna, they start to forget where they come from. They forget their native tongue, their language, their teachings, their tradition, their heritage. Not only does she want to instill that in her child, but she wants to make sure he gets it honest firsthand at home. Shout out to ASAP and Rihanna for gearing up for motherhood and fatherhood and taking this world by storm. Now, speaking of storm, you're listening to the Undressing Room podcast presented by Macy's. Check out our personal Macy's shopping page by going to Macy's.com/The Undressing Room. You guys, hold your seats or your steering wheels wherever you're at. Slow down. We about to slide into L'Oreal's DMs. Get ready.
Yes, we are. And first, I want to start with this person because we got to clear ourselves some things up, all right? And they're clearly a fan of the Undressing Room podcast because they started off with, I love the podcast Undressing Room. So that's what makes me think she listens. Now, she said, you're awesome. And if I was still into women, you would definitely get a holla, boo. And then, which that's one thing to unpack. But then she said, and by the way, girl, the word is flown out, not flued out. So clearly, they're not a city girl fan.
Why? You not a city girl. You ain't about to take her man. Period.
Okay. Well, first off, how do you like reform from being into women? Because like,
Andrew Powell. Remember, he used to be gay, but he not gay no more.
Oh, she's delivered.
She delivered.
So she's delivered. So, okay. And okay. So we say flued out because City Girls, Young Miami, did an interview and she was like, I'm trying to get flued out. And it was something that went viral just
about
in case.
4 years ago.
Yeah. And it's something that we continue to use as a joke. So yes. I just want to make that clear. I'm not illiterate, even though I say some things that are pretty off-brand of the English language.
They're called Black colloquialisms. We use them.
And it's because I'm Black. I know I'm a little light-skinned or whatever. Now, somebody else who seems to be a fan, but of the Morning Hustle show. Now, everybody must be starting, because let me tell you something. You're going to hear next week, I saved another DM where they start off with they listen to the Morning Hustle. Like, everybody's starting with, I listen to this, I listen to that. So this is must be why they starting to really shoot their shot.
I'm here for it. What they
now,
say.
Now, this is a little different, though. I listen to the Morning Hustle on my way to school. My dad loves you, which is great because I hate his wife. She's not my mom, by the way. I was wondering if you can follow him and sends his at. You seem more happy and funny than her. I don't like her.
Oh.
You would like him, I promise.
Do you know what this is telling me? This is telling me that this young person, I don't know if it's a girl or a boy, but this young person looks at you as a Black woman and likes the way you represent. And if their dad had an opportunity with a woman like you, they would be very happy. That's what I'm reading from that. Like,
so honestly, break up a whole happy home. It's
not even a breakup. It's just a compliment. Like, who you are is who he or she would like to be their stepmom, or who they would like their dad to be. That's so cute.
Oh, he said, I don't like her. She's not my mom.
Be clear. She's not my mother.
Because, by the way, just to let you know one more time, I don't like her. And she's not my mom. Imagine what he says to her at home. I go, Oh my gosh.
I'm here for that. Married. That's cute.
If he wasn't married, I might have followed the dad and like just think of the dad.
But see, that's why he likes you, because you're respectful, but you're fun. You know, people don't know how to have a balance sometimes. Like, you can't be a jokester, or you can't be serious, or you can't be fun. Like, you can be all of those things, and you are a great example of a woman that is well balanced.
Thank you, Eva. But do you think I'm grimy for looking at the dad's?
I'm about to tell you to slide me the dad picture. I want to see who the son is and what he's talking about. I want to go down a rabbit hole. I want to see the wife or the girlfriend, but not mama.
I didn't see no girlfriend or wife on the page, so maybe he just keeps his business off there.
Speaking of keeping your business off, sis, we got to talk about this final question to undress, because the final question today, baby, it took me out. Now, a woman goes off on her child's father after he talked about her hair and her underarms on a live. Watch a joke go too far and all the way left. Listen up.
Listen, can I borrow some hair and fix the rest of my beard, please? Can I take this? Because it's a lot. It's a lot, okay? It's a lot. And you, to be honest, you really need to cut that. I'ma just be real. I really would appreciate if you cut that shit off, because what make you think you could just walk around like that?
And what make you think you can live off me and you 30?
Bro.
You really need to sign a lease. You really need to buy a car that don't cut off after 2 minutes. You really need to get your money up and not your funny up. You really need to pay your phone bill.
Okay, but
we'll see.
We're gonna be all right.
I bet you he don't joke no more.
Not your money up and not your funny up.
What? Yo, how she kill him like that?
Listen, there are so many women that take it in stride every single day, filling in the gaps for their man that has potential but has not peaked yet. Y'all real critical on us women with all these ideas of these fake Instagram people that you want us to look like and be like, and you forget what we really are and what we doing to keep you lifted up and keep your back straight. I'm just saying, I don't think bro was ready for that, but sister had time today.
And there was thousands of people on the live. I'm looking at the video, and I will say her arm hair is rather long. It's summertime.
As it can be.
Yeah, and it's hot. You're not.
But
you're
to each his own. I mean, if she want arm hair, if I want locks, if I want braids, if I want to go bald, I mean, whatever sis want to do, especially if she paying your bills.
I didn't say nothing was wrong. I'm just saying she not hot. Like,
Monique don't shave neither, but she say don't wear a bonnet.
I don't listen to anything Monique says.
Monique
She's
said,
the same one that was like, men don't have to be faithful to us because that's not our culture. That's white culture. Monique doesn't tickle my fancy like everybody else's. But anyway, we can move on. Yeah, let's get back to the hairy underarms. Me personally, sis, I just think it's a little hot now. If that's her boyfriend, and he thought like it was getting a little musty because she had the hair. So
that's a baby father.
That's a baby father, but that's not the time to joke on Instagram Live when there's thousands of people watching. You know what I mean? So if that was something that you wanted to say to me, because clearly that seems like something he's been holding in. And he's I'm going to get her right now. But you got God. So that's what you get. That's called karma. And that's when it comes back for your ass times 3, 4. What today?
McDonald's is not new to chicken. So maybe stop questioning their chicken cred and get your hands on the McCrispy. Juicy fried chicken, buttery bun, unmatched pickle to chicken ratio. Yeah, they know what they're doing. In fact, we can honestly say they're not new to chicken. They're true to chicken. The McCrispy. Only at McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Six?
Yeah, no, it come back. It come all the way back. Listen, sis, I'm gonna go ahead and record this. I'm gonna keep it. And just in case, you know, a little peon wanna come and clap, I'm just gonna go play your little record for him. You broke it down for all the sisters out there. Keep your head up. If you don't wanna shave under your arms, fine. If it's been a while and you haven't gotten to it, I mean, a lot of us have looked up. I've looked up and had to go on set and do a scene where my legs are out. I'm like, oh, I gotta shave.
Yeah, or but that grows so fast. And stuff. But this still, looks like she's
what
been
I don't need is the man that I love and support by my heart and whatever to be out here trying to make funny on Instagrams
that
about my
time.
Appearance. It
that
was just, it
time.
Was not cute.
Have you and Mike ever gone too far and joking with each other? Like, maybe not publicly, but yeah. Has your feelings been hurt or his?
Okay, I didn't say a joke. What had happened was, it's like, honestly, it's the biggest fight my husband and I ever got into. We can laugh about it now. We were at the BET Awards in LA, literally like 5-6 years ago. Okay. And I don't know how the topic came up. We had a couple of drinks. We were back at the hotel, long day. And I had said something to the effect that, like, all gay men are not feminine presenting. Like, a lot of times you could be around a man that is gay and not know it. You can have friends that are gay because
I know where you're going.
You never know. So my husband is a Kappa, right? And went to the Morehouse College as well as TSU, but for Morehouse for undergrad. So I told him, I was like, how many Lyme brothers do you have? And he's like 25 or 21. And I'm like, okay, out of 21 or 25, I promise you one is gay. Lord have mercy. What did I start? And Mike is the most loving person ever. Like, I got him to go to Pride. He go to Pride events with me. He's so inclusive. So right. It's not the idea of being gay. It's the idea that his friends lied to him or have been dishonest to him.
And you thought that
and
you
I caught myself
better.
Trying to call him out. Oh, baby. We got into the L'Oreal. I packed bags and everything. Like, it was the biggest. Yes, sis. Left the Ritz downtown. Like, it was a huge fight.
Over that?
But at the end, I knew I was going to marry that man, too. That man is loyal to a core. He going to fight with his whole woman.
Know,
and none
right.
of them men are even there or would ever even know I said that. He still was going
home. Some of them is probably really gay, though. That's the crazy
That's thing. What I'm trying to tell them.
But I know one of them, and I'm...
You stupid. But it was like, it was kind of a joke, but I was trying to make a point. And it didn't go over the way, like, I had played it out in my head. It didn't go over that same way.
Well... If you have a final question to address, right, Eva? I'm glad you didn't leave. How about that?
I'm glad too, because I had two more kids after that. So it all worked out.
Well, let them know where they could go for another final question.
Oh, yeah. So this is something we do every single week, and you can get your chance to be featured. All you have to do is follow us on Instagram at The Undressing Room Podcast and DM us for your chance to be featured. It's easy peasy.
That's
the question
right.
really is what are they listening to, Lo?
They're listening to The Undressing Room Podcast. You should already know that by now. Presented by Macy's. Log on to theundressingroompod.com for episodes and links to our Macy's personal shopping page. But I'm just going to go ahead and put my pants back on because we got to get back dressed, girl. Okay?
We got to get back dressed. I'm going to slide over to Macy's and get me a bathing suit for L'Oreal's Memorial Day badge in Dominican Republic. Honey, it's going down. Pull up and check out my good sis. She takes over the DR.
I'll be there, but I'll be dressing room. I'll have clothes on. Baby,
no, you not. No, you not. Take it off.
Bye.
Suns out, buns out. Your body look good. We'll talk about it next week. Bye.
The Undressing Room Podcast, presented by Macy's, is an Urban One Reach Media production hosted by the one, the only, Eva Marcille and L'Oreal.
Executive produced by Kobe Kolb-Tyner. Associated producer Alexis Felder. Editing and production by Dunkus. Sales and corporate partnership, Josh Romani. Michelle Marino and Kadisha Campbell. Research, Lori Hall Flowers. Digital marketing, Sam Sires. J.R. Davis and Tim Hall. Digital creative, Alvin Francis.
Content provided by MadamNoir.com, Bossom.com, and HipHopWire.com. Stay connected at TheUndressingRoomPod.com. See you at the next episode. Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.